Please be seated. As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I have quite a few concerns to lift up that have been shared through the course of the week and this morning. We keep in our prayers this morning Brandy Kinsey, daughter-in-law of Ann and Eric Kinsey. She has been hospitalized at Einstein all week. She had some surgery and is finally getting better, so prayers for continued healing for Brandy. We continue to keep Cliff Knipp in our prayers. After a stay in the hospital this week, he is in Horsham Center Rehab, so we pray for him that he feels our prayers surrounding him and that he continues on the road to recovery. Susie and Don Franks have asked for prayers for their daughter, Jessica Fronston, who lives in California. They are on their way there as we speak, for healing following surgery. We keep the family of Ruth Leslie in our prayers. She is the mother of Bill Leslie. Ruth passed away early this morning, so prayers for Bill and Judy and for Bill's siblings, Lori and Fred, and their entire family. We keep Edna McGinley in our prayers, who has been in the hospital and also in a rehab facility, and who is now, I believe, at home. So continued prayers for healing for Edna. Abby Lamp has asked for prayers for her brother Bill, who is dealing with Parkinson's and pneumonia. Prayers for comfort for Bill and for those who surround him. We keep in our prayers Jim Letterock, who is having a procedure on his hand this week at Lansdale Hospital, so we pray for his surgery, for a successful surgery, and also for his recovery. And we also keep the family of Bruce Hemmerly in our prayers. Bruce is the uncle of Sally Atkiss, and he passed away this past week, so we keep their family in our prayers as well. I am sure that we all come to worship, to this time of prayer, with our own joys and concerns on our hearts and minds. Perhaps there are people that have been on our heart, situations, problems, worries. I invite you to take a moment, bring those to mind, so that we might lift them up to God together in prayer. Let us pray. God of abiding light, you have shown us in the person of Jesus, your Son, a new way to live. You understand. You sent a piece of yourself to dwell among us, to move into our neighborhood, and for that priceless gift, we give you thanks. You have shone a new light on each of us, a light that helps us to see things more clearly, a light that guides our way. You have poured your light into our hurting and troubled world and have asked us to live in that light rather than run and hide in the darkness of fear and hatred and revenge. You have used your light to guide wise people in and of all ages toward the hope of your Son Jesus. You promise to continue to be our light day in and day out, and you ask us to place our trust in you, to put one foot in front of the other, to advocate for peace and justice and reconciliation by the very way we live our lives. This doesn't mean, however, that our walk in the light is always easy. There are plenty of circumstances in and out of our control that threaten to darken our days. In these moments, O God, draw near to us. Offer your voice and your presence and your light in ways that we can hear and feel, we can experience and know. We lift up our concerns, O God, this day. We pray for Brandy, for Cliff, for Jessica, for Ruth's family, for Bill and Judy and Lori and Fred. We ask that you surround Edna, Bill and Abby, Jim and Judy and Bruce, and all those who love and care for them, that all might know healing, wholeness, peace, and rest. We take time now, O God, to pray silently the prayers on our hearts, prayers that we know you hear. Hear our prayers, O God. As those we love struggle with illness, hardship, broken and damaged relationships, loss of loved ones, fear and anxiety, we place them in your care. Just as we pray for those close to us, O God, we also pray for our world, for our country and our community and its leaders. We pray and work for the light of understanding to overpower the darkness of fear. God, let your light shine upon all of us, guiding us, bringing healing and wholeness. Help us to be bearers of that light, the light of hope, love, joy, and peace in all that we do, in all that we are. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. The light come to us. Amen. As we shift gears and welcome our offering forward, I invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology, that we as we lift up our gifts and dedicate them to God.
O gracious God, your world is hot and holy ground. It is a mystery, and we have received this gift of life. And so we dedicate these gifts as you continue to reconcile the world in goodness, beauty, wholeness, and salvation. And in Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Please be seated.
You and I are invited to this table. We're invited to Christ's table. And as we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we celebrate that God entered the world to be one of us, to love us, to teach us, to lead us. Some people think that Jesus came to earth and pretended to be a human being, masqueraded. But in fact, Jesus was fully human, fully felt the pain we feel, fully felt the joy we experience, felt disappointment, and maybe even despair. And yet, all the way trusted in God. And so we remember these very sacred words that on the night of his betrayal and desertion, Jesus took bread, gave God thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, after breaking bread and giving thanks for it and sharing it, Christ took the cup. And after he gave thanks for this cup and before sharing it with those he loved, those same disciples, he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Christ did take a moment to say grace, so I invite you to do the same and join me in prayer. Good and gracious God, our world is complicated, but our prayer this morning is simple. Give us to drink the wine of compassion. Give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true. We ask a prayer of blessing upon these simple gifts of bread and cup, that as they are shared, as they are eaten, as they are drank, they might nourish our body and our soul to do the work, to be the light in the world that you call us to be. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Just a few important housekeeping or details to remind you of before we enter into this sacred meal. There is gluten-free elements available, gluten-free bread. There is also individually packaged elements. You remember these guys. If you are more comfortable taking one of these, Grace Bruin, who I affectionately call my gluten-free fairy, will be buzzing around, making sure that everyone has what they need. If you require or would prefer an individually packaged element or gluten-free bread, please catch her eye, wave a hand, and she will be looking for you. A reminder, when our plates with juice and wine come around, the outer circle is wine. All of the inner circles are grape juice. And the most important piece to remember is that all are welcome at Christ's table because Christ is the host. If you hunger and thirst for what Christ has to offer, you are welcome at this table. Bearing all of that in mind, come, for all things are now ready.
Thank you.
the body of Christ, the bread of life. Take and eat.
Friends, this is for us the blood of Christ, life poured out that we might know life in all its fullness. Remembering this, we take and drink.
O gracious, wondrous God, thank you for inviting us into your being. Thank you, God, for giving us the spiritual nourishment we need to be your ambassadors of love and grace in a world that is sometimes dark and is yearning for healing. Bless us and keep us. And we give thanks for Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you. Your light has come. Your light is here. Your light is everywhere. Be reflectors of that light. Be reflectors of that love. Be reflectors of that grace. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.